Monks and nuns are required by their vows to meet together twice a month and admit their mistakes to each other. And it's an ancient custom called sojong. Okay? Say sojong. So sojong means monks and nuns are required by their vows to get together on the full moon and the black moon. So it's automatic. You just look up in the sky and you know it's time. It's kind of fun. It's tonight. Tonight I have to go. And it used to be a very beautiful custom. And you know, maybe 7-8 monks would get together and 7-8 nuns would get together separately. And they would all sit around and say, you know, okay, I was checking out a girl in the bus station the other day. You know, and the other guy will say, you know, my uncle gave me some money and I didn't report it to the monastery, you know, and I was keeping money, which is a breaking a vow, right? And like that, they will confess to each other, you know. And I think it's a very beautiful custom. It obviously required a lot of, what do you call it? What do you call it when you don't rat on somebody else? Or you don't advertise somebody? Discretion. Yeah, which is lacking nowadays. So you can't have a really open confession group if you know somebody in the group is not discreet and they're going to blab it to everybody else. So in the old days, in the monk's vows, it was very discreet. And you could even say, I had a thought at 2 a.m. I started daydreaming about some sexual fantasy thing. And everybody will listen to you very seriously. And then they will help you keep it for the next 2 weeks, you know. They'll grab you at breakfast and say, you know, hey, what happened last night? You know, and you say, oh, it was good. And they'll say, good for you, you know. And it became a support group. It was a nice support group. Nowadays it got corrupted, okay? I'm sorry to say. Sojong in a monastery like Sera, you know, 2,000 guys come into the temple. Then somebody gets up and says, Cho chun shu bi sang yin chan ni sam ba tam chin ngen ni sam na da la go su da ge lo sam chin shi ge wa da ba ni na no sam na ma ma chin na na ma ni na tu wan shi na ha ji de na 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 ne na 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 ne na ma yin bra no chun cho chun shu bi sang yin chan ji sam ba tam chin ngen ni sam na da la go su da ge lo. And then you're done, and then they clap, and you all leave, you know. It got really corrupted. It's a sad thing. It's a really sad thing. You just blah, 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 and then you go home. Nobody thinks about anything, and I don't think so. Because it goes too fast. It's like, I confess everything. I confess everything. And you're like, wait, I want to confess something. And they're like, huh? What? We have a ceremony going on. You know, and you're like... So they don't do it anymore. Nobody confesses anything anymore. It's very sad. Anyway, so I like to do a sojong tonight. We'd like to do a sojong tonight. And because there's so many people, I think the way we'd like to do it, and because it's cold outside, last time was in the summer or something, right? And we all went down and sat around the fire. What we'd like to do tonight, Rob and I discussed it. We don't want you to get sick sitting out in the cold for 2 hours. So what we'd like to do is... Between now and, what time is it, 7? Between now and 7, I'd like you to write down on a piece of, I'd like you to get a piece of, you know, 8.5 by 11 paper, folded into 6 parts. That's a test. And, you know, and then rip it into 6 equal pieces, right? Write down 3 things you're really proud of in your life, okay? Let's make it your whole life. Like 3 things you did that were really good, that you're happy about, and you would like other people to know about. By the way, it's going to be anonymous, okay? Nobody will know whose is whose, all right? And then we'll have 3... pieces of paper with the 3 of the worst karmas you did in your life that you would like to clean, okay? Like something serious, you know? Anything you'd like to clean, okay? The act of writing it down cleans it. Okay, the act of emitting it. Sojong is a very powerful rite. If it's done well, you can remove those karmas. Okay, so it's very... The fact that nowadays they don't really do it in a monastery is a very sad thing. They're not getting rid of those karmas, you see? So, take a lot of time. You've got, what, 3 hours. Take your time. Think about it carefully. Three pieces of paper with the things you're most proud of in your life, or recently, and then three pieces of paper with things you really want to clean, all right? Then bring them at 7 o'clock. We'll meet here, and we'll have two big boxes, and you can throw all of your good ones in one box, and we'll all throw all of our bad ones in another box. Don't sign it, okay? Which assures anonymity. Okay, you'll remain anonymous, okay? If you want to do Sojong together, but I've done that in past years. I had a little club, Sojong club, maybe two or three monks who were serious. After Sojong, we'd go do a real Sojong, you know, together. And it's something you can continue if you wish. You can do it on the full moon, and you can do it on the black moon. And you get together with your little Sojong club, okay? You write your good stuff since the last time the Sojong club met. And then you write down all your bad stuff. And then you put it into two boxes. If you're doing it with other people that you trust, you can actually tell them, you know, what you did. That's what we do. My Sojong club. You go around and everybody... We always make a fire. We always have popcorn. We always have hot chocolate. We have tormas. Okay, there has to be two plates of nice offerings. Okay, so then you can do it yourself. Okay, first you make a fire, and then you invite all the Buddhas to come listen. And it's a very moving moment. Okay, like somebody gets up and says, "We would like all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in this galaxy to come and be here around our fire with us in the air," right? They don't like to sit on the ground. And then you try to feel them, because they will come, you know, and try to feel that they are there, you know, and they are listening to your confessions, right? Then you tell your things, right? We go around in a circle. We don't do all three. I do one, he does one, he does one, he does one. Then I do my second one, then they do the second one. And you just listen to the other person, okay? And you give them a chance to admit what they did wrong. And you're supportive, right, obviously. And then you take all those together and you start burning them one by one. We like to... we throw them in one, but we don't just throw them all in at the same time. Throw the worst one in and watch how it burns. Because that's a sign. We think that's a sign, okay? Like if it goes... Then I like to think... this is not in the scriptures, okay? This is just my Sojong club thing. We all sit there and go... You know, and if it burns really fast, we're all like, yay, you know. And then sometimes you throw it in and it floats off over there. And then you throw it in again. And then finally you throw it in and it just sits there. And you can still read it. And then you like throw coals on it and it won't burn, you know. And then everybody's like, I think you got to work on that one. It's like, I don't know. So anyway... that's just not in the scriptures. That's a superstition of my Sojong club. And then we always have a break, and we drink the hot chocolate, and we have some popcorn, and we enjoy. We sit and just enjoy each other. It's like a bridge club, right? And then after that, we all read our good deeds. And we kind of end on a high note, you know. We all go around one by one. So it's three rounds around the fire. And everybody says the cool stuff they did, you know. And then you burn those. And if they burn fast, you think, oh, that means it's I'm going to be able to do that more. Like that. I don't know. We just have that idea. And then you you set out offerings for the holy beings, right? So they are also eating while you're eating. And then you leave the offerings for the spirits and the animals, right? You leave them out there. And then you the last thing you have to thank the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, okay? You don't just leave them there and all walk home, because they get stuck there. So thank them for coming, ask them to come again, ask them to help you keep your... You should come out of a sojourn with one, what do you call, resolution. Okay? You should come out of a sojourn with at least one resolution. So the last thing you do is you say, okay, I have a resolution. It's one of the four powers, right? And you say, okay, so I have a problem with so... I tend to get angry with so-and-so. And that keeps coming up in my sojourns. If you do sojourn regularly, it starts to get repetitive, you know? You're like, I gotta tell you guys something really bad. And they're like, what? And you say, I yelled at so-and-so. Come on! That's been the same every week for like 6 weeks. And you're like, yeah, but I can't stop, you know? And then... It actually starts to get repetitive if you're honest. And then, by the way, honesty is key, right? People tend to admit their second worst thing and not their first worst thing. And try to figure out what's your first worst thing. But then make some kind of plan, right? At the end, say, okay, I have this problem. This person irritates me. This person does this thing. And I don't say anything, but I go home and I grump about them, okay? So, this next 2 weeks, until the full moon, I'm going to try to reflect on how they're coming from me. You make some little resolution, okay? At the end of sojourn, okay? So you have to do that tonight. So our plan, Rob and my plan, will come here, we'll throw all the good deeds into one box. Don't get them mixed up, it's kind of disturbing. You know, you pick somebody's good deed out, it was like yelled at so-and-so, and you're like... and then we'll pass the box around, and you take one good one out, and you take one bad one out. And then we'll pass the microphone around, okay? And you read the good one. Sorry, you'll read the bad one first. After all the bad ones are finished, we'll take a break. And then we'll read all the good ones. And then we go down and burn them, okay? I don't want you to sit out there for 2 hours, so we'll do part of it here. And then we'll go down and burn them. And you can stay as long as you want. You know, there will be s'mores there, besides those s'mores. Where are those s'mores? There's always s'mores. There's Sheree, Summer, Bonnie, Michael, it's always more. But we'll have refreshments down there. And then you just come down silently and you will offer to the fire the good one and the bad one of that person that you chose. That means there'll be excess left over in the box. Rob will burn those nicely. Okay? And then what I like to do, to me, fires are very meditative things, and we will just, you can stay at the fire as long as you want, or you can just go home. And then just stand at the fire, watch the fire, and look at the stars, and think about your resolution, okay, your plan for the next couple weeks, okay? All right? Good? Then that's a real sojourn.